This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Someone has apparently vandalized a valve site for the Dakota Access Pipeline in southeast South Dakota. Officials say the damage to the valve is estimated at $30,000 to $60,000. Last week, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office received a vandalism report at the pipeline valve near Canton. Officials found a hole cut in the pipeline. Chief Deputy Chad Brown says they are still investigating how the hole was made and there was no immediate danger.
Deputies observed what appeared to be a hole in the pipe or an area that was cut into the pipe. There appeared to be burnt marks around the hole. No oil was leaking out of the pipe or any hazardous materials had spilled.
Brown says officials are following up on leads on the suspects. He says anyone who sees suspicious activity or unfamiliar vehicles near Canton should call the sheriff's office. A Huron man is announcing his candidacy for South Dakota State Treasurer. Josh Hader will seek the Republican nomination for State Treasurer next year. He has been a personal banker and agriculture and business lending manager and has worked for a credit counseling agency. Hader currently serves as Northeast Director for U.S. Senator Mike Rounds. Hader says he wants to help make a better financial future for the next generation of South Dakotans. The current State Treasurer, Rich Satgast, has to leave the position next year due to term limits. The Department of Corrections reports a Mike Durfee State Prison inmate died at the facility in Springfield. Officials say 62-year-old Dennis Lambert died Sunday following an illness. He was serving two consecutive 10-year sentences for sexual contact with a child in Brown County in northeast South Dakota. Officials say an autopsy on Lambert's body will take place. In the weather forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy up in the far northeast and mostly cloudy elsewhere, highs in the 30s and 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, freezing rain and snow West River through south central portions of our state, lows in the upper teens to the middle 30s. This is SDPB News.